Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A busy 4th of July for President Biden. He hosted families at a picnic outside the White House and told Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show that his debate performance should not define his candidacy. Later, thousands gathered on the White House South Lawn for the annual Independence Day celebration.
It's all about democracy. It's all about freedom. It's all about who we are. We're the United States of America, and nothing like it exists in the world. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks. God love you all.
Former President Trump hit his social media to call for a no-holds-barred debate. There's already a second debate scheduled 10th September on ABC. Voters in Great Britain send the Conservative Party, which has run Britain the last 14 years, to a crushing defeat in parliamentary elections, their worst ever in 190 years of existence. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer to be the next British Prime Minister. This is ABC News. Independence Day tragedy in Southern California.
11 people were on board when the boat crashed into a jetty in Alamitos Bay. Crews had to rescue some people from the water. Boat owner Scott Rose says he's unsure why the boat crashed. He says he's never come close to the jetty line.
Daytime's easy, but nighttime, that's why you have chart plotters and stuff. You just look at that stuff and it kind of tells you where you are in relation to the rocks.
Three of the people injured were taken to a hospital in critical condition. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Long Beach.
It's ghastly hot in a lot of the American West. People have died and the heat could break records.
Next week, there's a chance Death Valley will hit, get this, 130 degrees. If it gets to 130 degrees, that'll be the hottest temperature ever reliably measured on Earth. Las Vegas could also break a record. Anything above 117 degrees would blow the all-time record out of the water, and Las Vegas is forecast to be 119 degrees for much of the week next week.
ABC's Alex Stone in Southern California. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you gotta know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison Friday. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know. So all in all, a pretty good day. We'll always take that. And, You know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings, and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5". 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Fireworks tonight, courtesy of Mother Nature. Some showers and thunderstorms around. Some locally heavy rainfall will be a concern. Sunrise temperatures in the lower 60s. For your Friday, we'll see more shower and thunderstorm chances. Afternoon highs climbing to near 70. Currently 59 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Tune in to the show Friday for my regular conversation with my good friend Sandy Williams. We'll talk about the 4th of July, my interview with President, and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
All right, let's take a much-needed break from politics here for an hour and talk with Dr. Marty Goldstein. He is the integrative veterinarian specializing in both traditional and alternative medicine for your pets. He is the creator of Nature's Blend, and just by way of full disclosure, although he's not paying us for this time on this hour, he is an advertiser on our program, so I just want to make that very clear so we don't run afoul of the Payola and Plugola laws. He's also the author of The Nature of Animal Healing, his book, The Definitive Holistic Medicine Guide to Caring for Your Dog and Cat, and more recently, The Spirit of Animal Healing, and he's in the movie, The Dog Doc. His website is drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com, and Official Dr. Marty, or Official Dr. Marty is the Twitter handle. Dr. Goldstein, Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program, and so glad that you can be with us for an hour to take calls here. We're already stacked up. Tell me when you're ready to go, and is there anything you'd like to start off with?
Yeah, I was ready to go about 47 years ago, Tom.
Okay, all righty. Well, let's...
You know, I mean, I just grabbed something. I was listening to all you were reading on the economic stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I have a passage here that's one of my favorite passages of all time that I would love to read.
Sure, go for it. Although that, a lot of people didn't hear what that... That's just Phil that's on when our stations, our commercial stations are doing the news and stuff. We have book reports that just kind of fill in for the nonprofit stations, so not everybody heard that. But feel free to share whatever you'd like, and then we'll pick up... I got a bunch of callers who have questions for you.
Some writers have so confused society with government that they leave little to no distinction between them. Actually, they are not only different, but have different origins. Society is produced by our wants, government by our wickedness. Society promotes our happiness positively by uniting our affections, government negatively by restraining our voices. Society encourages common good, government creates distinctions. Society is a patron, government is a punishment. And every state society is a blessing, and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
It was written by Thomas Paine in 1776.
Yeah, well, back then, government was pretty treacherous. There was not a single democracy in the world at that time. I would be inclined to disagree with today, but anyway, we're not here to talk about politics, so let's pick up some calls here, all right? So let's start with Ken in Woodbridge, Virginia. You are on the air with Dr. Marty Goldstein. You have a question?
Again?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having this show. We recently adopted a dog a couple of months ago. I live in Virginia. This dog was from Michigan. Evidently, it had a traumatized background. And so we're trying to housebreak the dog. And my wife is very patient with this dog. The dog barks at everybody in the house except for my wife. But we're trying to get the dog to go out, use the bathroom outside. And when the dog goes outside, is like scared to death. It'll pee okay, but as soon as we get out, we have to carry it out the door, and then it runs around the house a couple of times, and then we're trying to get it to, you know, in an area of the yard where he'll go and stuff, but the noise and stuff outside is, I don't know, the dog is, he's too traumatized, so we've probably cleaned the inside of our house on the carpet about 10 times already with this dog.
Sounds like your dog has PTSD.
Yeah.
Dr. Marty?
Well, first of all, it sounds like a behavioral issue, and a good trainer that doesn't have to break the dog but support positive change, positive behavioral issues. One thing, and this is the new buzzword, is the gastrointestinal system is central to the entire well-being of the body, humans and animals. Serotonin, which is the happy hormone, 70% of it in the body is made in the intestine. So reestablishing the proper, what's called microbiome, with a very good probiotic supplement could do wonders for behavioral issue. And there is a remedy that's been handed down since the 1800s by Dr. Edwin Bach called Rescue Remedy. Get it in any health food store, has no side effects, and it really works incredibly. We've used it in literally tens of thousands of dogs and cats just by putting 3 or 4 drops in the mouth to just help calm them down, make them more relaxed within themselves. There are so many different supplements that work well for calming, but I would just, you know, if one or two things work, don't use 10. I would start with that.
Is there any pharmaceutical intervention, or is that something that you would discourage?
I would rather not, because there's no such thing as a pharmaceutical without a side effect.
Totally get it.
And you got to realize pharmaceuticals have been around for, what, 100, 120 years? Natural products like valerian is an herb that's been on this planet for thousands of years, will act like a pharmaceutical but won't have the side effect. And I always recommend on anything is to work with an integrative veterinarian. They're all over the country now, and the best website to find any integrative veterinarian anywhere in North America is ahvma.org.
Okay. Yeah, and yes, on valerian, when they developed benzodiazepine drugs, they were trying to replicate valerian, thus Valium.
That's it. That's where we went wrong, is we took the active ingredient in a natural substance and made it into a chemical trying to replicate it.
There you go.
And you created side effects.
Okay. Angie in Seattle, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I was listening to the first caller, and I was running to get a pen because I knew I was going to have to write something down. But anyway, my dog has allergies and has dealt with allergies her whole life, and I have too. We've been through, she's 8 now, and we've been through everything. We've tried your food. She loved it, but it broke her out on her tummy. We're now on a plant-based food from Rain. I can't remember the exact name of it, and it doesn't break her out, but she throws up every morning, like a bile, if I can't, and she won't eat in the mornings. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's the food. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I mean,
any suggestions?
My experience of, you know, 50 years of being a clinical veterinarian, probably about 85% of the dogs we saw in our practice and still see in our practice have some form of allergy. We have done a ton of food allergy testing based on blood, not 100% accurate, but we've learned so much about it. There are definite remedies and what are called nutraceuticals or supplements that help balance or even reverse allergies. You know, the number one is a very high concentrated, high quality fish oil. There is a supplement called beta-sitosterol that acts like cortisone in the body but has no side effects. There are homeopathic remedies that work well in getting the body to recognize its own allergies. And to do that, I recommend working with a really experienced integrative veterinarian versed in homeopathy. You have to watch out for vaccinations. I am not anti-vaccine, but there is a medical condition called the allergic breakthrough phenomena in human medicine that's now transposed into veterinary medicine, where the components of these vaccines, especially vaccines that are not needed because the dog already has an immunity like we do with polio, stimulates the body's own white blood cells to react against its own body's DNA, causing allergies. So you have to really beware about continuing to vaccinate a dog that doesn't need vaccines. Other than that, you know, I mean, we reversed, you know, I became very renowned for reversing thousands of dogs with severe allergies, non-responsive to medical therapy. Also, when...
We're out of time here. We're hitting a break. Hang on just a second, Dr. Marty. We're talking with Dr. Marty Goldstein here. Your pet questions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And we will be back with more of your questions for Dr. Marty in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local civic media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday. I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show.
And I'm Earl's producer, Calvin Butenhoff. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you, happy 4th of July.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. World-renowned veterinarian, integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Bob in Raleigh, North Carolina, you are on the air with Dr. Goldstein. Dr. Marty.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dr. Marty. How are you doing today?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. I'm switching gears here. I'm going from dogs to cats. And in a way, this is almost indicative of what's going on in the Republican side in Congress. I'll leave it at that. I have an inappropriate urinating cat. So I'm looking for any kind of guidance you have here. He's been doing it a little bit, real brief history. He is 9 years old. I rescued him off Highway 68 in Greensboro. I actually saw him get hit by a car. He was on the highway. So someone must have just dumped him on the highway. He was my wife's favorite. She loved tuxedo cats. And I know all the cats. We have a total of 7, 1 outdoors, 2, in, I mean, 6 inside. We've had dogs before. We're just rich in cats right now. But I have them separated so that the guys don't fight. I know they're under stress, and he's under stress because my wife passed away in August, and so he, along with all the boys, it's like a frat house, are feeling the effects. But he is really, I'm looking for any kind of guidance here. He has been one to inappropriately pee, and now a couple of the other guys are kind of saying, I've had enough of this, you know, gauntlet thrown down. So he is a very loving cat. He was, my wife's favorite. I am trying to reprogram myself to be more loving to him, and I am open to anything from a cat whisperer to a repellent to medication. I've tried using sedation, and it just doesn't seem to work. And if it means me being retrained or trying to reprogram him or just encourage him to do it less, I do it out of respect for my wife, Linda. And to keep him in the fold. He also has, because of that hit by the car, he had a fractured hip, and he has a bit of a stricture in his in his pelvis. So I have to watch what I feed him. Wet food. If I keep him wet, everything flows fine. He can't handle any kind of too much dry food and that. So I hope that kind of gives you a sense of what.
That's definitely plenty. You know, sorry for what happened in your experience and. There is a huge link between stress and urinary problems. If you could definitely rule out any medical problem with the bladder, like chronic stone formation or what's called urinary sand, and you think or know that this is behavioral, what I mentioned before, rescue remedy, works incredibly well and works very well for both you and the cats. They now make rescue remedy for pets. I typically like the human form of rescue remedy. Get it in any health food store. 2 or 3 drops a couple of times a day right in the cat's mouth. Not to be swallowed. It absorbs inside the mouth. I've seen it work wonders for calming. If it is a urinary problem, one of my favorite homeopathic remedies that I've used on thousands of animals is called Natra, N-A-T-R-A, Bio, and it's bladder irritation. And you can get it, you know, online. You can get it in health food stores. Homeopathy doesn't care what the diagnosis is. It gets the body to recognize the condition so we can heal it. So those are the two things. If there are stones or a chronic infection, that has to be addressed medically.
George in Cripple Creek, Virginia, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey, Dr. Marty, how you doing?
Hey, George.
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old or a 7-year-old 10-pound dachshund that suffers from back disc problems. At one point, she could hardly walk, and she's been getting regular laser therapy, and that has done wonders for her. Do you recommend anything else in addition to the laser therapy?
Absolutely. I was certified in acupuncture way back in 1975. That's when they really started to condemn me. And what I learned is acupuncture will address almost 200 different maladies of disease conditions in the body. Number one on top of the list is back problems. And I've seen dogs, and you'll actually see a scene in the documentary, The Dog Doc, where a veterinarian flew in from California to the East Coast with his only purpose was to get my license suspended because he thought I was ripping people off claiming alternative medicine's work. And there was a German Shepherd that came in that was paralyzed for 3 months. I did acupuncture. The dog got up and walked in the office. And this veterinarian, who is now one of the number one holistic veterinarians in the United States, he actually fainted from the experience. And
is so, that in your movie?
It's in the movie. It's the best scene in the movie, Dr. Rick Palmquist. I mean, it's just, it was amazing. Yeah. And now he lectures at Cornell. He was writing for the Huffington Post on alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. So, and acupuncture veterinarians are all over the United States. 68% of the veterinary colleges in the United States now support in some way acupuncture. So the Qi Institute, CHI, and the AHVMA.org has a listing of all the veterinarians practicing acupuncture all over the United States, and it's a must.
Is AHVMA the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association?
You hit it on the head, Tom.
I'd never heard of it before, but I'm just, you know, going from the acronym here. And so they have a website, I'm assuming, that people can track
down
more.
Yes, AHVMA.org. They become huge, thankfully.
Yeah. You know, we just have about 25 seconds before we hit a break here, before our five-minute break at the bottom of the hour. How do people best determine if their vet is going to be, you know, open to alternative medicine?
Ask them.
Just ask them right up front.
Yeah, and honestly, because I've been up against this for 50 years, if they're not, and you know they should be, and they're unwilling, find another veterinarian.
Okay.
Because the whole trend is towards that.
There you go. Dr. Marty, we've got a 5.5 or almost 6-minute break here at the bottom of the hour when our local stations will go to news and commercials and our nonprofits will hear another book report. So we'll be back with you in about 5 minutes, okay?
No problem.
Thank you very much. Dr. Marty is with us. Stay tuned.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Dr. Marty Goldstein taking your calls for the hour about your pets, dogs, cats, pet giraffe, whatever it may be. We'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of 2 books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A busy 4th of July for President Biden. He hosted families at a picnic outside the White House and told Civic Media's Earl Ingram show that his debate performance should not define his candidacy. Later, thousands gathered on the White House South Lawn for the annual Independence Day celebration.
It's all about democracy. It's all about freedom. It's all about who we are. We're the United States of America, and nothing like it exists in the world. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks. God love you all.
Former President Trump hit his social media to call for a no-holds-barred debate. There's already a second debate scheduled 10th September on ABC. Voters in Great Britain send the Conservative Party, which has run Britain the last 14 years, to a crushing defeat in parliamentary elections, their worst ever in 190 years of existence. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer to be the next British Prime Minister. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how Wednesday's ruling will be applied. There's more law enforcement out on the water this holiday weekend, making sure people are boating sober. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on Operation Dry Water.
Please be careful on the water this weekend. Since the project began in 2009, law enforcement has gotten more than 6,000 drunk boaters off the water. The DNR says wear life vests and have a designated driver. Alcohol is a leading factor in boating deaths. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry had over $1.5 million in his personal bank account at the time of his death. People magazine reports that the late actor wanted his items to be put in an account named the Alvy Singer Living Trust. Alvy Singer was the name of Woody Allen's character in Annie Hall. His full list of assets has not yet been disclosed. An investigation into Perry's death by the LAPD, DEA, and U.S. Postal Inspector is nearing a conclusion. There is nothing like being on a reality competition show as a celebrity contestant and then wanting nothing to do with it. Such is the case with Jason Mraz. He told Jesse Tyler Ferguson on his Dinners on Me podcast that he thought he would only be part of the show for 2 or 3 weeks before being voted off, but then realized he was one of the better dancers and would be there the entire time. He says he missed his cat so much he wanted out and started asking his friends not to vote for him. Despite this, he still made it to the final round. Not a fan of cats, but I admire the conviction. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Fireworks tonight, courtesy of Mother Nature. Some showers and thunderstorms around. Some locally heavy rainfall will be a concern. Sunrise temperatures in the lower 60s. For your Friday, we'll see more shower and thunderstorm chances. Afternoon highs climbing to near 70. Currently 59 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep it.
Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is off, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Of 132 healthy older adults, retired, 62 to 78 years old, half of them learned the piano, half of them took music classes without learning the piano. And what they found was that those who learned the piano actually had the strongest increase in their memory, in their mental competence, their mental faculties. Those who took the music classes also did well, but learning the piano was a huge step. So check it out. There's a whole long rant about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. And welcome back. Dr. Marty Goldstein is with us for the hour, taking your calls about your pets. Dr. Goldstein is the author of, in fact, hang on just a second here. Let me get all the details here. He's the author of The Nature of Animal Healing, the Definitive Holistic Medicine Guide to Caring for Your Dog and Cat. And most recently, The Spirit of Animal Healing, excuse me. And there's the movie, The Dog Doc. His website is drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com. Jessica in Chicago, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dr. Marty. I'm so happy to talk to you because this is a strange one. Okay, my daughter's male cat gets crystals. He ended up in the hospital. Last time it was like a 3-day stay. It ended up being like $3,000 for her. And her vet is telling her she can do a surgery to change his sex. It's a very expensive surgery, but she said that it would stop the problem. She would be able to, I don't know, have you ever heard of this before, where he's a male cat?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
It's very common. It's called a urethrostomy, and what you're essentially doing, this is a cat that's producing a lot of what's called urinary sand, which is the forerunner of a bladder stone. And male cats, their passageway is so narrow that they block, and this surgery is literally a life-saving surgery. One of my favorite cats of all time, Topi, who is now 6 years old, had this condition when he was very young, and he has become a normal, healthy, happy cat solely because of the surgery. He still makes the sand, but it eliminates it so easily because his little pee-pee is not there blocking it. So I highly recommend, if this is what's going on, to have the surgery done. It's life-saving.
That's remarkable. Sharon in Anaheim, California, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dr. Marty. Hi. My Maltipoo, she's 11 years old. She was diagnosed with insuloloma, and they have her on a, it's Hills AD urgent care, which apparently works to try to keep her insulin up because she has hypoglycemia. It's really nasty food, and I'm not sure that it works. Anyway, I was trying to get her up and do something a little more healthy for her, and I do mix it with salmon and salmon oil to try to entice her a little bit, but she's also on prednisone 2 times a day, a low dose. Don't know if there's anything more I can do.
Well, just in general, if I had cancer, I would get myself in the hands of a very sharp integrative doctor that is successful. When I graduated Cornell, 1 out of 10 dogs approximately got cancer. Now it's 1 out of every 1.61. It's a very common thing. I have successfully, quote unquote, put into remission or cured dogs with insulinoma, but it was by getting their immune system to start to function again. There are supplements that enhance the functioning of the pancreas. One is called pancreatrophin by standard process. There are homeopathic remedies for the pancreas, but I don't think a cancer patient should be treated by a telephone call into a show. And the best thing you could ever do is start to work in conjunction with a integrative veterinarian that is successful with cancer, and not just try to find a good diet to use while we're on the cortisone and stuff like that, because something can be done at a much higher level.
Nova in Lacey, Washington, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Oh.
Nova?
Hello, yeah, thank you. I'm here.
Yeah.
Is this Dr. Marty?
Yes.
I have a rescue dog that was used as a bait dog for dog fights. I've had him about a year and a half, and in many ways he's very healthy, but the vet diagnosed him recently with what she called bladder crystals and put him on a diet of hydrolyzed protein. And I'm wondering if you have any suggestions or recommendations about, I've always fed my dogs a raw diet, and I'm questioning if this is healthy for his future.
Yeah, something can definitely be done, but I can't give you recommendations because there are several types of different urinary crystals, and the treatment for one could make another one much worse. So without knowing which crystal it is.
Do you know which kind of crystal it is, Nova?
I don't. It was just presented to me as bladder crystals.
Okay.
Yeah, then, just an example. One's called, the most common is Struvite. And in the last 15 years, there's one called calcium oxalate. If you give recommendations for Struvite and it's calcium oxalate, it'll get much worse. But there is a Chinese herb called Pyrosia, P-Y-R-R-O-S-I-A, Pyrosia 14. And Chinese herbal medicine doesn't really care what the diagnosis is. You can get it online. I've seen it work incredibly well. If it's something like Struvite, high levels of vitamin C, ascorbic acid form, alone could dissolve the stone and cure, quote unquote, the condition. But you have to know which the crystal type is first before you can go further.
Colleen in Yelma, Washington, you are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty. My question is, she just turned six. She's a Pomchi, and she gets startled for no reason at all. She used to get startled with a reason, but the last couple of years, it's increasing. Like, she'll just be standing there, and it's like she saw a ghost or something, and she starts scatting away. So I was wondering what could be a cause of that.
Well, it's hard to say exactly what the cause of it is. Over-vaccination has been tied to behavioral issues. Fear of thunderstorms is the number one. But just in general, what I mentioned before, the rescue remedy takes care of any nerve-related, stress-related behavioral issues. And the supplement melatonin is great for these kind of behavioral issues, fear of thunderstorms, startling, like 1 milligram of melatonin once or twice a day, working with an integrative veterinarian. It's hard to actually say exactly what it is, especially on a radio show. But I would work in that direction or work with an integrative veterinarian. We talked about valerian herb before, which is non-toxic, and it tends to calm the behavioral issues down. The amino acid GABA is great in calming the nervous system down. I mean, there's so many different ways to go. Working with an integrative veterinarian that knows about this would be the best way to go.
Patrick in Lakewood, California. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom and Dr. Marty. One quick point. I have great respect for somebody who can sit through an hour interview and still be sipping from the gigantic coffee cup that I've seen you been lifting every once in a while. Sorry, Tom. Juice boxes don't cut it. I have a question in regards to brachycephalic breeds, specifically French bulldogs, pugs, Boston terriers, the like. They seem to have an inherent disposition to spinal formations or misformations, especially as they grow older. I've lost two French bulldogs.
So, Patrick, what's your question?
I'm curious as to what the what outcomes you've seen prior to a spinal event or after a spinal event. You mentioned the German bulldog and such. I'm curious what your outcomes have been.
Well, I mean, you know, every snowflake is different, so every dog or cat is totally different. Is this Chiari malformation syndrome that you're talking about?
I'm sorry, he dropped off the phone line.
Oh, acupuncture.
Okay.
If you're still listening, acupuncture.
Yeah, okay, great. Sean, we're in the break here. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls for Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty, stay with us. We'll be right back. Dr. Marty Goldstein is taking your calls for the hour. He's a veterinarian, integrative veterinarian, specializing in both traditional and alternative medicine, creator of Nature's Blend, author of The Nature of Animal Healing, and most recently, The Spirit of Animal Healing.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be right back with more of your calls for Dr. Marty in just a moment. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Say you never give in to a meltdown, and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it, and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday, I'm Jane Netnair, host of Netnair on Air.
And I'm co-host Greg Bach. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you,
happy 4th of July!
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fort Lauderdale, Florida recently got whacked with 25 inches of rainfall in less than 7 hours. Tornadoes are tearing up the South and the Midwest in ways that they haven't seen, frankly, ever before. I mean, there have always been tornadoes, but not like these. 200-mile-an-hour winds, these derechos that are a mile long. We have a serious crisis going on right now. There's also a major El Nino. It's off the coast of Peru right now. It's affecting the West Coast. So we're seeing wild swings from drought to floods to drought to floods in the West Coast. Climate change is here. Climate change is real, and climate change is a crisis. What do we know about it? What do we know about these things? How much worse is it going to get before it might get better? What can we do about it? We had a long conversation with Dr. Michael Mann, distinguished professor and director of the Center for Science, Sustainability, and the Media at the University of Pennsylvania. There's a whole long rant about this over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back, Dr. Marty Goldstein, taking your pet calls here. Judy in Redding, California. You are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
I raised Savannah cats for several years, and my oldest is 13 years old, and she developed a horrible rash or lesions on her back, and I took her into the vet, and he gave her a steroid shot and an antibiotic and gave me some spray, which is an antibiotic. Her back has kind of cleared up, so it's scabby now, but she's got these scabs all over, you know, they're developing on her head. And he thinks it's an autoimmune disease. And so I guess I'm going to see if we can get a biopsy, send it to UC Davis, since I am in California. Have you got any suggestions?
Oh, I got a lot of suggestions. First of all, working with a very good integrative veterinarian would be my number one suggestion because of how many cases like this that didn't respond medically that we're able to turn around with alternatives. Is this rash mainly on the back at the base of the tail or the entire back?
It was like, I'd say probably a third of the way up. And she's spayed, and she was with my unneutered male, but I had him neutered, and that was over a year ago. And I thought that he was they were breeding for fun. You know, he was breeding for fun, but you know how they'll get on their back. And so that's not it. That wasn't it. So obviously it's something else.
It's a third of the way from the tail up to the middle of the back. If it is, believe it or not, there is a specific pattern called flea allergy dermatitis. Fleas, for some reason, attack in a circular pattern from the middle of the back down to the base of the tail, but you really don't see the fleas. It's an allergy to the flea. And I've seen thousands of cases treated for allergies, but never addressed as fleas. So that's one possibility. Fish oil, remember, the skin's nickname is the third kidney. It's the number one biggest detoxifying organ in the body. And just like a car that's out of tune and you are putting horrible gasoline into it, black smoke comes out of the tailpipe. An improper diet, especially high carbohydrate baked kibble diets, lead to a lot of congestion in the metabolism and digestive system, and that stuff has to get eliminated from the body. It comes out through the skin, and any protein in the environment that interacts with that stuff coming out causes autoimmune or allergy manifestations. So sometimes just a dietary change more towards real food, biologically appropriate food that they should be eating, especially raw, and adding in fish oil could solve the entire thing.
Marcy in Northbrook, Illinois. We're down to about a minute and a half here, I think, maybe 2 minutes. Marcy, got a quick one?
Okay, really quick. Yes, I have a quick question, but I have to tell a quick story because my two bagels, Beagle Bassets, they tried the Nature's Blend, loved it. I mix it with their other food because it is extremely expensive. However, one day I didn't close the pantry door all the way, and the bin that closes with the food in it, it had a big bag of the regular food, a new bag of the Nature's Blend. I got home, the Nature's Blend bag was out in the backyard. They took it through the doggy door. I don't know how they got it out of the other bin and ate the whole thing, and they could not move. They were so fat. I didn't feed them for 36 hours. But my question is, it's just seriously, one of them is 10 years old, and they found a tumor on his anal sac, and it turned out to be cancerous. I am, like, I can't decide whether to do surgery, you know. They're like, well, you know, he's 10, he might make it, he might not. Yeah. And then you have to do chemo.
We just have 20 seconds here, so let's get a quick answer. Okay. Thank you, Marcy. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Marty, a real quick one.
Yeah, if you're dealing with cancer, work with one-on-one with a veterinarian that knows about cancer. The only time to do surgery, in my opinion, if it's life-hindering or life-threatening to get rid of the tumor.
Dr. Marty, thanks so much for dropping by today. It's great having you with us.
I love always coming on your show.
Thank you. And thanks so much to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the people who work on this program. Thank you so much to all of you. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate. meat in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Earl Ingram.
Tune in to the show Friday for my regular conversation with my good friend Sandy Williams. We'll talk about the 4th of July, my interview with President, and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.